Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, listen, we all know how popular many of these drama-filled reality shows featuring Black women are, right? Well, especially among Black people. But one organization feels that all that drama, and particularly the violence we see on these shows, is exploitive. And now that organization is demanding change from one network they feel is the worst culprit. I'm going inside her story with Rashad Robinson with colorofchange.org, the group that is calling for action from Bravo, and one of its top executives and personalities, Andy Cohen. Good morning, Rashad.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Now, listen, we've seen fighting on reality shows with Black people, Black women particularly, for some years now. And why now? Why are you all taking this action right now?
I mean, this has been part of an ongoing effort at Color of Change for the last couple of years to really push Hollywood to do better in terms of their representation of Black people. And looking at so much of the data in terms of the real-world impact that some of these images have on everything from people's ability to get fair treatment in the classroom to the criminal justice system to the healthcare, the implicit bias that sort of comes out of these images from Hollywood. And so we've been working, and you know, there was a lot of push at VH1 in terms of the fighting that was happening there. And this is part of an ongoing conversation that we've been having with NBC Universal, which owns Bravo, around the fighting.
Why are you naming Bravo? I mean, we see it happening at VH1, as you just mentioned. You know, it's happening over at WeTV. Why Bravo?
Well, we've actually been in these discussions with Bravo, and you know, the other networks should not see that they're going to be off the hook here, but this is part of the launch of a new season after we had lots of conversations at the end of last season with NBC Universal and their chief diversity office around the images that were coming out of this show, around the fighting at the end of the year, and had a lot of conversations around it. There was some language that came from Andy Cohen around the fact that they felt it was a mistake. There was some mistakes made, you know, on air in terms of allowing props on the air and some of what went out. And then we come back to this season and we see on sort of multiple platforms the potential for more fighting to happen on air. And so this comes
I love
after,
your effort.
Yeah, yeah, this comes. I love, this comes I, yeah, thank you.
I love your effort. I just don't see the leverage that you might have to bring about change because these shows are so hugely popular. They have high ratings. They make a lot of money. So how are you going to affect change? What's your leverage?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of things here. You know, our leverage has oftentimes been, you know, our advertiser campaigns. And when Oxygen, which is also owned by NBC Universal, a couple of years ago wanted to put on this show called All My Baby's Mamas with Shorty Lowe and his 11 children by 10 different women, you know, Color of Change went after that, and we went after Oxygen around that. We mobilized 50,000 of our members. We said we were going to go after advertisers, and the show never aired. You know, we've been very much involved behind the scenes with NBC Universal.
That's a show that never aired. You're going after shows that are on the air right now and making
absolutely
a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So how are you going to...
And part of this is, like, not remaining silent, not allowing NBC Universal to not have to answer. And the fact of the matter is they have been meeting with us. We have been going back and forth about this. They have been answering to the open letters we've put in Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, we're not gonna give up. Part of the leverage will be going after advertisers and holding advertisers accountable. Do they want their corporate brands next to this? The stakes are incredibly high. There are so few of these type of images of Black people out in the air. And Bravo, which markets itself as an aspirational network, a network, you know, having millionaire shows and all these different shows that talk about sort of aspirational culture, that every time they have a show about aspirational culture that involves Black people, it has, you know, a tremendous amount of fighting. This is not really about the politics of respectability. This is about ensuring that there's a diverse array of images representing us. And some of them may not be images we like, but the fact of the matter is over and over and over again, we only see one type of image coming from this network. And we're going to push them, and we're going to challenge them. We're going to call out their advertisers. And I think you're absolutely right that this is an uphill battle.
And how's that discussion going with the advertisers?
Well, you know, the discussion with the advertisers is just beginning. It's behind-the-scenes conversations, much the way we started the behind-the-scenes conversations with NBC. You know, we did not initially just call them out here. This is part of a you know, an ongoing effort to try to get movement on the inside. We always
start. But Rashad, how is that conversation with the advertisers going to go when you know, they want to please consumers, and a huge part of the audience for these reality shows is a black audience. You've got black people that tune in. I mean, I talk to, you know, a variety of friends of mine who come from, you know, a variety of lifestyles who love these shows. It may be a guilty pleasure, but they're still watching it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know,
so who's going to sign the petition?
We've had people, you know, standing with us. Part of this has been our members pushing us on Twitter and pushing us through email to take this on. You know, I think that you're, you know, absolutely right to push here in terms of, you know, the fact that people watch these shows. You know, that does not necessarily mean that, you know, we're not calling for a boycott. The goal here really is to push these shows to do better. The fact of the matter is that, you know, all reality shows are going to be drama filled. And we're not, you know, we're not saying take out the drama. What we're saying is that the violence is over the line here. That's where we're calling it. That's where we're calling, you know, Bravo out. That's where we're calling VH1 out. That's where we call these other networks out in terms of the sort of setting us up to sort of consistently see this type of black violence on the air for corporations to make more money.
Well, Rashad, if folks want to be a part of this movement, if they want to support what you're doing, what should they do?
They should go to colorofchange.org. They can join right on our website. They're going to be hearing more about the next steps of this campaign moving forward. But, you know, for folks who want to see better images and more diverse array of images, this is part of the ongoing work of Color of Change to ensure that we're represented fairly and accurately in the media.
Wow. All right, Rashad Robinson with Color
of Change. How many members of Colors? How many members do you have?
We have 1.1 million members.
Wow.
That's enough to affect change.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, good. I love it. I think it's a good thing. Thanks, Rashad.
Thanks so much for having me.
I think it's a good thing.
And to get Andy Cohen fired.
You can't stand Andy Cohen, too.
I'm done with him.
You're done?
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You say that all the time, Seb, and you come back and you say, I'm watching. That's why I said, how's a boycott going to work? Hugging next.